Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 18th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Cure Alzheimer's Fund presents the Jeffrey L. Morby Prize for Exceptional Research. Cure Alzheimer's Fund has awarded the second annual Jeffrey L. Morby Prize to Dr. Andrew S. Yu and Dr. Zhao Sun for their groundbreaking research published in Science. The Morby Prize, named after Cure Alzheimer's Fund co-founder Jeffrey L. Morby, recognizes scientific publications that transform the understanding of Alzheimer's disease. Yu and Sun's paper details a method to study aged neurons without brain biopsies, offering new insights into Alzheimer's disease development. The $200,000 award will support further Alzheimer's disease-related research in Dr. Yu's lab. This innovative approach allows researchers to observe key disease features such as amyloid beta plaque buildup and investigate neuron intrinsic aging mechanisms. For more information, visit curealz.org. Baker Rights and Coercive Psychiatry. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida hosts monthly mental health law and human rights seminars. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida, an award-winning watchdog organization, hosts monthly seminars on mental health law and human rights at their center in Clearwater. These seminars cover topics such as the Baker Act, a form of coercive psychiatry used over 214,000 times in Florida in 2018-2019. Despite some restrictions, there were still 31,661 Baker Acts involving children in 2023-2024. The seminars aim to help attendees understand the legal context, laws, human rights impact, and unintended consequences of the Baker Act. For more information or to reserve a seat, call 800-782-7828. CCHR, established in 1969, works to eradicate mental health abuses and is recognized for its advocacy in mental health, human rights, and government relations. BWRCI unveils quantum-secured AI fail-safe protocol to prevent rogue AI behavior. The Better World Regulatory Coalition, Inker, unveils the quantum-secured AI fail-safe protocol, a breakthrough in AI safety, using quantum cryptography and human verification to enforce expiration of AI systems. This patent-pending protocol ensures provable system shutdowns and runtime boundaries, addressing a critical gap in AI governance infrastructure. BWRCI is now engaging with quantum security firms to develop the hardware enforcement layer, seeking partnerships with leading companies like ID Quantique and Quantinuum. The protocol, designed to prevent rogue AI behavior, is open for evaluation by AI safety organizations, governments, and technical research bodies for blanket licensing and compliance alignment, supporting innovation and sovereignty in the industry.
The Our Fund Foundation increases annual distribution to support LGBTQ agencies amid growing government cutbacks. The Our Fund Foundation announced today that it will raise its annual endowed asset distribution from 5% to 6% for the current fiscal year, providing an additional $92,000 in grant dollars to LGBTQ-serving agencies in South Florida. This decision comes in response to political attacks on LGBTQ rights and funding restrictions. President and CEO David Jobin emphasized the importance of this increase, stating that it can mean the difference between survival and closure for the agencies they support. The foundation, known for its stability and impact, aims to shape a healthier future for the LGBTQ community. This marks only the second time in our fund's history that the payout rate has been increased above the national standard, with strong support from Chair of the Board of Directors, Scott Bennett. Grants will be awarded to agencies impacted by funding reductions and political targeting, solidifying the Our Fund Foundation's commitment to advancing equality through philanthropy and community support. generous Ashby Ponds residents support students' futures through scholarship fund. 50 local high school students at Ashby Ponds in Ashburn, VA, were honored as student scholars for their outstanding service. Residents donated over $370,000 to the Student Scholarship Fund, providing students with a $12,000 total scholarship. Some students received named scholarship awards of $10,000, and children of employees received an additional $5,000 award. To qualify for a four-year scholarship, students must work 1,000 hours, maintain good standing, and attend college full-time. Additionally, 32 college students received a one-year scholarship worth $3,000. These awards reflect Ashby Pond's commitment to supporting team members pursuing education and career growth. 'Tis the season for sunshine and savings. The Christmas Palace to host Christmas in July. Santa is taking a break in South Florida to celebrate Christmas in July at the Christmas Palace, the top holiday decor retailer in the region. Families can meet Santa in his vacation attire, take selfies, and enjoy free shaved ice from Big Kahuna Hawaiian Shaved Ice food truck. Special discounts of 25% off the entire store and hourly giveaways will be available. Guests can also donate toys to support Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. The event takes place on July 12th in Miami and July 13th in Fort Lauderdale. For more information, visit www.thechristmaspalace.com.
The Associated's Jewish Women's Giving Foundation awards 7 grants to support women and girls in Baltimore and Israel. The Jewish Women's Giving Foundation, a program of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore, has awarded funding to 7 impactful programs in Baltimore and Israel. These grants support organizations working to improve the lives of underserved women and girls facing challenges such as lack of access to education, housing insecurity, and sexual exploitation. Since its inception 22 years ago, JWGF has granted over $2.5 million to champion innovative approaches to urgent issues. This year's grantees include organizations like the Baltimore Abortion Fund, Baltimore Hunger Project, and HER Resiliency Center. To learn more about JWGF and join the movement of Jewish women philanthropists, visit theassociated.org/JWGF.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.